It is time for a check on sports now here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with a look at Major League Baseball. Boy, the Yankees had there's nothing like home cooking. What a homestand. They wrapped it up with two straight sweeps of teams. That's exactly what you have to do in baseball. You have to win at home, and you have to beat the teams you should beat. Taking a look at the scores from yesterday, teams that affect us locally, the Yankees over the Orioles 10-5. We'll put the Rays in there because they're in the division. They beat the Mariners 2-1. Meanwhile, Blue Jays over the Red Sox 1-0. Tough start for the Red Sox this year, no doubt about it. The Mets did not play yesterday. No play for the Mets yesterday. So taking a look at standings, the American League East, the Yankees are now 13-6. Toronto's in second place, a half game back. Tampa Bay in third, two games back. The Red Sox are 8-12, five and a half back, and Baltimore is seven games back. As we switch over to the Mets, they still, I think, have the best record in baseball by percentage points. They're 14-6, three-game lead over Miami, a four-game lead over Philadelphia. So let me check and see here. Yeah, taking a look at the NL West, San Francisco is 13-6. Milwaukee and the NL Central is 13-7. The Mets with a 700 winning percent. Los Angeles has a 650 winning percent. Minnesota, 579. And the Yankees, the Mets and the Yankees are the top two teams in baseball right now. Top two teams in baseball right now. How can that be? We're not used to something like that. Oh, God. I don't know. Well, what the heck. We'll take it while we can get it. You know what I mean? We'll take it while we can get it. Well, it was another good night for none other than Aaron Judge. He's going to have I bet you he has a monster year because his contract is up and they haven't signed the contract before the start of the season.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. A three-run home run for Judge. And the Yankees have broken it open. They lead 10-2.
Lots of smiles, lots of yucking it up, and rightly so. Well, this is just an absolute rocket as Fry tries to cut it inside to Judge, and Judge cuts it one right on out of here.
For Ruby Day, for Aaron Judge. He has 10 on the year and 5 home runs.
I'm telling you, it's always the case. They don't sign these contracts in the season before, and they'll play better. They will play better because their next contract really depends on the way they play this year. Not next year, but this year. All right. Taking a look at sports of other sorts. The Mets, Buck Showalter, has begun talks with Major League Baseball as more and more batters continue to get hit. Of course, in baseball lore, in baseball history, pitchers pitching close to batters is what they always used to do to keep good batters out. But so once again, they're looking at that, all right? All right. Now, before we go to the NBA or anything like that, let's go to the draft, the NFL draft. Big winners predicted by sports writers. The Giants and Jets added major talent in their look. According to the story, the New York Giants and New York Jets, not seen as two of the best teams in the NFL, they both had a good day, according to people. The Giants got Oregon pass rusher Kenyon Thurdeau, number 5 overall, and then they picked Alabama offensive lineman Evan Neal with the number 7 overall pick. Now, the first pick they made was regarded as the number 1 overall pick in mock draft picks during the college football season. The Giants really went on record by taking what could be the safest player a day one starter. That's going to help out that offensive line. Now, the Jets, they were probably the number one winner of the first round overall. They got the cornerback that they wanted, Ahmad Sauce Gardner, at number 4 overall, and then Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson at number 10, both seen as instant starters by most people watching the draft. All right, with that being said, let's take a look at NBA scores from yesterday. The Mavericks over the Jazz, 98-96. Dallas won that series 4-2. The Suns over the Pelicans, 115-109. Phoenix won that series 4-2. Philadelphia defeated the Raptors, 132-97. Philadelphia wins that series 4-2. Golden State Warriors downed the Nuggets, 102-98. They won that series 4-1. So that is the NBA's all set up now for their next round. In the National Hockey League yesterday, taking a look to see if any local teams that we follow were in action. I don't believe so. Yeah, I'm wrong. The Devils were defeated by the Hurricanes 6-3. The Islanders beat the Capitals 5-1. The Bruins over the Sabres 5-0. So, good night for those teams. Coming up today, local action. The Devils take on the Red Wings. The Rangers take on the Capitals. The Bruins will take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. And that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.